Blog Talk Radio.
That's y'all on the Empowered Radio Network.
And don't you think?
Thus saith Yahweh, my El, or my power. Feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors slay them, and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be Yahweh, for I am rich, and their own shepherds pity them not. Shalom, shalom, shalom. That was from the book of Zechariah, chapter 11, verse 5, where Yah tells his shepherds, now his true shepherds, to feed the flock of the slaughter. Who is the flock? It is the children of Israel. We can verify this by reading over what? Ezekiel chapter 34, where the very last verse says, Yah says, my flock are men. Then if you read up a little further in some of the paragraphs above that, it tells you how the shepherds drove the weak and the strong of his flock away. And he identifies that flock as being, hallelujah, the children of Israel. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in a special edition in the Naughty Suite. We normally come your way every M day, every W day, with the exception of some F days when we need to. And soon maybe we'll be moving into 5 days a week. I don't know. I'll just move by the way I move. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Baruch Ataya. Hallelujah. Melech Ahalam. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the planet. Yes, we are in our what? Our occasional segment that we have, and we entitle, We Need to Talk. We need to talk. Yes, we do. This is another one of those special we need to talk. The reason being so is that what? After doing wrong for so long, we've got to do it right each day and night for the rest of our lives. Hallelujah, my Lord, my beloved brothers and sisters. We got to get it right, man. We've done it wrong for so long. Now we got to get it right for the sake of our own life. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are going to do some brief reviews. No particular subject matter, but we're just going to review some of the things that we have discussed. We're going to kind of put it in a capsule. We're not going to roll too fast to try to confuse anybody or leave anyone behind. Now, again, as you all know, this wicked pagan holiday called Mother's Day, which we thought was right. There's a way what? That seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The end thereof are the ways of death. What is a pagan? A pagan is simply a heathen. It's the way the heathens do things, okay? One who adheres to the religion of a tribe, a nation that does not acknowledge the Elohim of Israel, the mighty Yahweh. This is what it is, because Yah warned us, again, over what? Jeremiah chapter 10, where he tells us to learn not the ways of the heathen, but the way of the heathen are vain. Vain, meaning what? It has no worth. It has no rightness about it. It has nothing to do with the way of the Creator, the mighty Yah. Nothing, my beloved brothers and sisters. Nothing. You know, over in your new book, it tells you to do what? To be not what? Conformed to this world. To be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. And y'all think that's good, right? Oh, man, come on, Yeri. Y'all, wait, couldn't be nothing wrong with that. Well, let me just throw a few things at you. You know. Hallelujah. Conformity, see? What does it mean to conform, to go along with? Okay, but then there's a monkey wrench in there. But what? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you renew something, my beloved brothers and sisters, what do? You do the same thing, because that's just what? That is just renewing what's already there. Or quote, in a sense, just carrying on, but under what? Under a new sense or way, a new way of doing it. No, you don't want to renew your mind. You want to delete it. Okay, think about that. Even when you do what? When you refresh your computer, the files are still there. They're just refreshed. They're just what? Restarted, so to speak. No, you don't want to start doing the same thing over and over and over again. But how do you get rid of those files that you don't want on a computer? You simply do what? You delete them. So now we need to set our minds not in no what, not in no renewing. We need to set our mind in deleting, because everything you have been taught, everything you've been taught from the child up, your childhood up until now, is all wrong. It's all a big fat lie, because it comes from the liars in their mother's womb. Oh, hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Yes, this is going to be what? This is going to be a good 30 minutes here tonight, yes. And we're going to get a lot in this small phase, yes, and in this small space. Just a brief review of what we've been talking about this paganism of Mother's Day. I want you to listen to just a very, very short presentation of what? The verification and what? Actually, what we're doing, we're reviewing what we've already discussed and what we've already told you. Just further verification and even what? The accentuation of some things that we might didn't cover on the first segment, and breaking this lie down to you. Y'all think y'all are going to be saying, oh, mother, I love you so much. Oh, mother, happy Mother's Day. No, you got to find out what this mess is all about, because y'all told us not to learn the way of these heathens. Don't learn any of their ways. Think about it, my beloved brothers and sisters. We, the children of Israel, which are now waking up, we're not fully awake. We're still groggy. We're still sleeping. Yes, even those of us who somewhat what are awakened and enlightened, we are still asleep. You're still groggy. How do we know this? Because you've been asleep a long time. You think about it. Even when you awaken out of your sleep at night, some of you, when you get up in the morning, it takes you a moment to really gather your members together and gather yourself together and become what? Fully coherent. And to know that, hey, now you are facing another day. That's right, I did say another day. Yes, hallelujah. You're facing the daylight of the day. Yes, you are facing another day when you finally awaken, or even if you take a nap during the day or in the evening or at night or whatever, depending on your schedule. When you are waking out of that sleep, and I've been around people like this, man, who what? It takes them a minute or two to gather their members together to realize that they're not asleep anymore, waking up. Yes, groggy, still sleepy, so to speak. Some people even sleepwalk. They get up on their feet and start walking while they are sleeping. Well, that's what we've been doing all these years, beloved. Brothers and sisters, we've been sleepwalking on our feet day and night. But just as what? Just as sleep and not awaken to the truth of Yahweh and the truth of his word. But now in this dispensation, we are becoming awake. We are here to inspire you to stay in the right way. Because remember, you and only you can but deliver your own soul. You can't save your what? Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your wife, your children. You have to save you. You have to put aside some me time, some special time. That's what? You need to reserve that time between the Most High Yahweh and you. And you need to meditate and concentrate and pray unto Yah for answers to things that you just do not understand, because only Yah has the answer. You know, Yah said they teach for doctrines for him, you know, for his doctrines, the doctrines of men. He don't have anything to do with that. Hallelujah. Yah confound the wise. Yah is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Yah say he doesn't see the outside. Some of you all try to judge people talking about fringes. Yes, fringes are important, but you have to really look at that very deeply and see why Yah set that up. I'm not disputing that in any way, fashion, shape, or form. But some of y'all Hebrew hypocrites, he ain't got no fringes on. Right? Man, please, what did Yah tell Samuel? What did he tell Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 22? He said that the mighty Yah does not see as man see. For man looketh on the outer appearance, but Yah looketh on the heart. Looketh upon the heart. Our ancestors wore fringes out in the wilderness 40 years. And that entire generation with their fringes perished. They died. They wore the fringes to remind them what? Of the law. of the Most High Yah, to remind of his law, to remind them of his law, statutes, judgment, and commandments that he had given unto our ancestors by what? By the mouth of Moshe. Yep, they wore the fringes. They wore real Hebrew garments, which we have no idea what that's even like. Yeah, you have sisters that are wonderful seamstresses. But we've been cut off. We're still asleep, still groggy. We've been cut off for so long. How in the world can we even know what that world is like? You better wait on Yah. This is the problem. We don't want to wait because why? The sons of men think they know everything, and you all don't. You never lived the Hebrew culture. You've been a slave all your life. You don't even know anything about that. Yeah, we do research, but how accurate is the stuff they're giving us? Remember, the heathen control all this. They were the ones that entered into Yerushalayim in AD 70 in the destruction of our wonderful holy city, Kodesh City, hallelujah, and destroyed, tore up, burnt many of the original Hebrew manuscripts. So, to you Hebrews who say y'all speak Hebrew, is this really Hebrew y'all speaking? Is this really Hebrew? Okay? The real language of Torah, hallelujah, the real language, real and true language of the Tanakh. Some of you all walk around with a King James Version Bible that says on it, quote, King James, Holy Bible, King James Version, and you call that a Tanakh. That is not a Tanakh. A Tanakh is the actual scroll. Come on, let's be real now. I'm here to wake you up and to stir you up and to stay on your butt and to really help wake you up, because even those of you all who think you are fully awake, you still sleep, brother. Still sleep, sister. You're still groggy. We are still learning collectively. But if you're going to step out there, put yourself out there like that to be a damn know-it-all, let me tell you something. Y'all got something for you. He's going to show you how much you know. Now, Job knew more than any of us did. He had the audacity, even after going through all his trials and tribulations, to question the Creator. Yah confused him so much and so bad that he had him wish he hadn't asked a lesson, because he answered his questions with questions. Hallelujah. Who else can do that? Who else? Who else can do that? Humble yourself, my brothers. Humble yourself, my sisters. A lot of you all who think you're going in, not going in. I'm telling you, Yah has already made up his list from the beginning of time when he started counting time for the sons of men. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with you praying and desiring to be in there, but hallelujah, you're not going in there if you're not on his list. If you're not listed in his book, you're just simply not going. And I'm not saying that to scare anybody, because Yah's intention is to save the house of Israel. He's not going to tolerate hard-headed Israelites anymore. Only the pure in heart, only those who are what? Only those who will obey. Hallelujah. His laws, statutes, judgments, commandments. Because those of you all who say you're doing it, you just a big fat lie. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm saying you are a lie. You're not keeping all the laws, okay? You're not keeping them. You think you are. In your own mind, you ain't keeping nothing. But something some old slew footed, know it all, so called Maury taught you, and you just simply don't know. I gotta bust you out, okay? Think I'm lying? Wait till the Creator get here. Why do you think the writer say, wait upon Yah, wait? You don't know. You simply do not know. Stop playing, brothers. Stop playing, sisters. Stop playing, my brothers and sisters. Excuse me, other nations, but I'm taking care of Mishpaha, family business right now. And I'll let you know when you all are included. But I'm having a little family fight right now with a family. Oh, yeah. Because I'm trying to get my family to see that we got to get it right. Now, some of you all getting ready, hallelujah, to step over here in this paganism that's coming up, this S-U-N-D-A-Y, and that's what it's based upon, yes, S-U-N worship, not S-O-N, because the true and living Creator never told nobody to worship his son. Who wants to worship somebody that's had their ass beat down and kicked all over the place and in captivity? The son can't even save himself. Oh, you didn't know who the son of Yah was? Oh, excuse me, Sligah. Excuse me. We are the son of Yah, the nation of Yah. We are his sons and daughters. If Yah has a son, wouldn't he know who his son is? Wouldn't he know how to call his son by name? Why did he tell Moshe then to go to Pharaoh and tell him, Yisrael is my son, even my firstborn? That's Exodus chapter 4, starting at verse 22. Let my son go, or I will slay your son. Look at that now. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. In Israel, when Israel was a child, look at that. He talked about how he called his child out of Mizraim, out of quote unquote Egypt, out of bondage. He called his son, he says, out of Egypt. What other son does he have? If he has a son, wouldn't he know the name of his son? Well, who's this son y'all would put beside him when he say he don't know about any? Somebody's supposed to be seated on his right hand. No, 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 no. Brothers and sisters, we've done it wrong for so long. Now we've got to get it right and do right each day and each night for the rest of our life. Listen to this. Just a brief review here. Very short segment on this Mother's Day foolishness. Let's go. Let's listen to this presentation. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk to you some more. Hey, we need to talk. I'm Yerim Yahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in a special edition in the Knowledge Suite on this F Day. We will return momentarily.
This video is not an attack on mothers and the love, honor, and respect that they deserve. As the covenant of the great God states, honor thy fathers and thy mothers, that thy days may be long upon the earth land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. This video is in regards to the origins of Mother's Day. The origin of Mother's Day is in the Greco-Roman pagan holiday. This celebration was held in the spring, and it paid tribute to Rhea, the mother of the gods. Rhea was the daughter of Uranus and Gaia. Gaia married her own son, Uranus, and begot six sons and six daughters, who were known as Titans. Gaia also begat the Cyclops, the one-eyed monster symbolizing the third eye, and three other monsters. Gaia, fearing her husband's wrath toward her offspring, she conspired with Cronus, her son, to castrate his own father. Rhea, also known as Magna Mater, or Great Mother, was a Titan, and married Cronus, her brother. Cronus, jealous of the future power of his offspring, ate his own children, except Zeus. Rhea saved him, and when he reached maturity, he overthrew his father. Rhea was worshipped by pagans and depicted between two lions. In modern times, the spirit of Mother's Day is personified in the Mother's Day Proclamation, written by Julia Ward Howe, 1810 to 1910. Here are some excerpts from the proclamation. Arise, then, women of this day. Our husbands shall not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. We women of one country will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and love. According to Ho, the little document which I drew up in the heat of my enthusiasm implored women all over the world to awake and to take knowledge of the sacred right vested in them as mothers to protect human life, which cost them so many pains. The sacred right referred to by Ho is in the story of Rhea. Gaia protected her children by hiding them within herself, and Rhea saved Zeus by hiding him in a cave and giving Cronus a rock wrapped in a cloth, which he thought was a child, and swallowed. The official observance of Mother's Day is attributed to Anna Jarvis. Jarvis held a ceremony in 1907 in honor of her mother, who had tried to establish Mother's Friendship Day to heal the scars of the Civil War. In 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. However, it was President Woodrow Wilson that officially proclaimed Mother's Day a national holiday to be celebrated in spring, the second Sunday of May, and in line with the old Greco-Roman tradition. Jarvis, the original founder of Mother's Day, later renounced it. She said she wanted the day to be a day of sentiment, not profit. Today, people celebrate Mother's Day like any other American holiday, oblivious to its origin, honoring their mothers in place of Rhea. One can honor one's mothers and fathers on any day they choose. However, it does pay to be knowledgeable regarding the state-sponsored holidays practiced by so many while they are oblivious to even its modern origins. Happy Mother's Day, week, month, year, and life to all those who belong to the Grand Motherhood. Peace and love.
All right, again, quote-unquote Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 1. Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Telling us, brothers and sisters, directly. Thus saith Yahweh. This is Yahweh talking now. This ain't no man. This is Yahweh talking to Jeremiah to tell him, to tell our people what he said and what he demands and what he orders. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs now, of the people, which are their traditions, hallelujah, of the people are vain. They have no worth. He gives you an example of what one of their vain holidays is for. One cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with the gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers that it move not. Read on, you know, as it'll explain this thing. See, that's just an example of one of the things that he say don't do. See, he breaks it down and tell you what one of their pagan customs is. Look at this. Here's another pagan custom that you all are going to embark upon this coming S-U-N-D-A-Y day that you call Mother's Day. We've proven to you through what? Documentation, through information, accurate information, through facts, not fiction, that when you say, quote, unquote, Happy Mother's Day, you are saying Happy Mother's Day to the mothers of the G-O-Ds, the gods, who don't even damn exist. It is just a lie. It's wrong. It's wicked in the sight of Yah. Is this the first time our ancestors have done that? We as a people? No, it isn't. You go back in antiquity. They did this to a so-called pagan deities that they referred to as the Queen of Heaven, Isis. Look at this. Even Semiramis, Nimrod's wife. Man, come on, y'all. We have done it wrong for so long, there's time to get it right. Hallelujah, for the rest of our life, and we got to do it right both day and night. Henceforth, forever, my beloved brothers and sisters. Henceforth and forever. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we've got to get away from these vain traditions and customs that we've been taught by people who hate me and you. Who have sold us on slave auction box and not held themselves guilty and have even put the responsibility on our own shepherds, our so-called leaders, the people who are supposed to be in our behalf, who are all nothing but damn sellouts. They sell out to the U.S. government, this wicked demon empire, devil empire that's ruled by the wicked. But isn't it clear, hallelujah, who's in charge of the planet? Job chapter 9, verse 24, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. When you turn something into the hand of someone, what do? You put them into complete authority. He covereth the faces of the what? He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, he covereth the faces now of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Is it hard for you to identify who this wicked is? Who he is? Let's look at something else Job said about this wicked thing, this evil thing. After doing all this to us, look what he set us up for. Job, called the Job, of course, no J's in Hebrew, chapter 16, verse 11. El has delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over into the hands of the wicked, the same one that ruled the planet and that run the earth for right now. I heard a Moray said a little while back, there's no such thing as talking about a mark of a beast in this side of the book. And I proved to him on his radio show that I was wrong. And I took him right to it, but he couldn't say anything but acknowledge it. Praise Yah for that, brother. Verse 12, I was at ease. Job is the epitome of us. He not only was a man that physically and actually existed, but he epitomizes. Look, his whole life was a story of the children of Israel. Israel, I was at ease, but he has broken me asunder. He has also taken me by my neck and shaken me to pieces and set me up for his mark. Who did this? The wicked beast of the field. Beast of the field, not cattle. Beast of the field, the white European Gentiles. Yes, I got to tell it like it is. Hallelujah. The wicked of the planet, the same one that runs the planet, the same one that gave you Mother's Day, Father's Day. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that, too. We're going to take that one apart as well. So when you say happy, quote, Mother's Day, you are telling the pagan goddesses, as to speak, or so to speak, happy day to you all. Because you all are the queen mothers of the, quote, gods, the pagan deities that don't exist, my blood brothers and sisters, and people of the nations. Just like the brother just said on the presentation, it is all the worship of what? Of these queens, of sky queens, of these, quote, goddesses that do not exist. And even this modern adoption of it by these two women that these two European white women that adopted this and made it official, they still base it upon the what? The evil roots of Christianity. They took it right to Christianity, right from Christianity. So what else can it be, brothers? Sisters, people of the nations, hallelujah, it is all wicked, 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 wicked. It is not the spirit of the Most High Yah. We've done it wrong for so long that it's time to get it right every day and every night. Hallelujah, for the rest of our life. Yah's hand is not shortened that he can't save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your sins, O Israel, your sins have turned the Most High Yah away from you. We want to turn his face back toward us. Come on, let's join together, brothers and sisters. Let's do what he said do. Let's gather ourselves together. Come on, brothers, put down your know-it-allness. Get out of your little corner of the room and do what he told us to do. Hallelujah. This ain't about no who got more knowledge than the other one, who can compete with them, who can debate this one. All of us are in the same boat. All of us have had our asses kicked and still getting them kicked. And it's going to continue to get kicked until the Most High Yah free us once and for all. Hallelujah. Baruch HaTayah. All praises be unto the mighty Yah, henceforth, forever and forever, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation. We've just moved and inspired to bring you this. You all are getting ready to tell your mother. Tell your mother every day. Those of you all who have a mother, let me tell you something. Praise the Most High Yah for that. I lost mine some years ago, and I tell you, it was just like losing the right arm or left arm. Same thing with my father. You know, hallelujah. It's just nothing like having your mother and your father around. So those of you all that have them, hallelujah. Take, you know, count every moment, precious moment that you have with them while they are yet still alive as moments of blessings, of privilege, of pleasure. You know, hallelujah. Let every moment of that be what? Moving, sacred, righteous. To even have a mother to say, I love you too. Don't wait to no pagan holiday set aside. In fact, don't even do it on that day. Hallelujah. I know it's going to be hard. I've been doing it for so long, but we've got to obey, brothers and sisters. There is no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. There is no way around this. Hallelujah. Tell your mother and your father, if you still have them around, that you love them every day or as often as you can. Do not wait for no designated day, pagan day, for no heathen that's set aside for you to do this. Hallelujah, man. It's been a pleasure being with you on this special edition. Stay tuned. We'll be back again. Hallelujah. Be y'all's will this coming M day with something that you need to know. Shalom, shalom, shalom.